Stephen Colbert attacks Trump over insane national emergency. By BenQ on February 15, 2019. Late show host Stephen Colbert attacked President Donald Trump over his decision to declare a state of national emergency after Congress failed to approve sufficient funding for a wall on the U.S. Mexico border. In his nightly monologue, filmed before Trump agreed to sign the latest spending bill designed to prevent another government shutdown, Colbert mocked the president for failing to receive funding for the concrete or steel prototypes that he has long promoted. Instead, the bill merely covered 55 miles of additional fencing. "Wow, that's a serious walk back, Colbert. Honey, I know you wanted a diamond engagement ring, but what about this candy necklace that says hot and horny?" Stephen Colbert also preempted Trump's decision to declare a state of national emergency, a move he described as insane and an example of unconstitutional overreach. "We recorded this earlier, although I assume he signed it. Even though he claims he can get all the funding he wants for his wall if he just declared a national emergency," he continued. "That, of course, would be insane. Would be usurping Congress power. There would be immediate court challenges. Many in his own party have said it would set a terrible precedent of unconstitutional overreach by the executive branch." The left-wing funny man then cut to a clip of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said that he would support Trump's decision to declare a state of national emergency to secure funding for the project. "And you can tell by the tone of my voice and the urgency with which I'm informing you that this is a true national emergency," Colbert said, imitating McConnell's southern accent. "In a related matter, I see that the Senate chamber is on fire and filled with scorpions. Everybody run. Run for your lives." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.